This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. A new home has been found for Bentham Library. It's thanks to an agreement between the council, volunteers and a local charity. We've been finding out more from Julie Blaisdell, who's Assistant Director for Library Services.
That library will actually go to community ownership, so it will be community run from the 1st of April. We've got a really good group of volunteers already at Bentham who call themselves Friends of Bentham Library. And what they've been doing is working with the library already, so we've got quite a long-running partnership with them, and they've been helping to extend the library opening hours for the last 2 or 3 years. But what we've also had is an opportunity to move in with another partner. So there's a group called Pioneer Projects, which operates in Bentham. And that's it's kind of arts-based and does a lot of creative work, particularly with people with memory loss and mental health issues. But that's already a very established group in the Bentham area, and they're quite keen to partner with the library service and work with the volunteers. Pioneer Projects have got their own building, so they own the building, and they've actually offered the library service the first floor in their building, so people will be able to go into that building and access library services. So the library will have its usual set of services, like online access to computers, all the books, all of those things, you know, that are already available, but they'll be able to do it under one roof with Pioneer Projects. They've agreed to oversee the work of the volunteers, which means the volunteers won't have to worry about having a building to maintain and run. And also, under the supervision of Pioneer Projects, we're hoping that we'll be able to extend the library opening hours from the current 10 hours a week to more like a full week, 35 hours a week. So there's quite a lot of really quite exciting possibilities with the partnership, and we're really delighted that that's going to go ahead after the 1st of April.
Yeah, so lots of benefits there in terms of it moving venue.
Yeah, we are having to do some building work on the Pioneer Projects building to get the first floor up and ready, fit for action. So we'll be operating out of the old building for the first few weeks, certainly in April, until that new space has been created. And that'll be, you know, fitted out with new carpets and furniture and everything. So it'll be a really nice new space to move into.
Do you hope that this is something that could be that could be replicated elsewhere in the county, this idea of, you know, sort of communities coming together, tying in with another sort of community organisation?
Yeah, I mean, it does happen. We've got quite a number of co-located libraries in the Craven area, for example, you know, in the district that Bentham's in. But, for example, the Settle Library is already established in an extra care facility in Settle. So we got the opportunity to build a new library within a new build in terms of the extra care facility. And we've got those around and about in various places like Thirsk and Stokesley. We've moved in with other providers. And over in Catterick Garrison, we're actually part and parcel of the leisure complex there. So wherever we get an opportunity to share costs, and I think that's the main thing, we really are making quite a conscious effort here in North Yorkshire to move away from standalone libraries as just like standalone buildings, because we find that that's more difficult to sustain. And any opportunities we get to share buildings or even share costs in terms of staffing. So, you know, if there's an opportunity to have a front desk that's run by other people, not just library staff, then we work with other partners on that as well. So anytime there's an opportunity in the county, we're kind of live to that and very much, you know, got an open mind about how we deliver that.